WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Metal barriers are up around the federal courthouse in Washington, D.C., where former President Trump is expected to make an appearance this afternoon to answer to this week's charges of election tampering. But TV cameras may not catch his arrival. CBS News Chief Washington correspondent Major Garrett.
Several of those who've been brought before the bench and related to crimes or alleged crimes on January 6th have appeared virtually. The president wants to come in person. That is his right. And most of the high-profile defendants who ever come into that courtroom have taken this private entrance. And because of the security concerns around a former president, I'm very confident that's the way it's going
to
go.
A judge in Pittsburgh is expected to formally sentence the Tree of Life shooter to death today. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says it will be a rare order.
Since the death penalty was reintroduced under federal law in 1988, only 16 people have been put to death by lethal injection. 13 of them were executed during the last year of President Trump's term. That's what makes this so significant.
Robert Bowers was convicted of killing 11 people at the synagogue in the deadliest attack on Jews in U.S. history. Police in South Korea say at least one person has died. 12 others are injured after a driver rammed his car onto a sidewalk in a city near Seoul, then got out and began stabbing people near a subway station. Officials say 9 of the injured were stabbed, 4 others hit by the car. A suspect was arrested at the scene. If you're on the pill, word of caution. CBS's Alexander Tin.
The FDA and drug maker Lupin Pharmaceuticals are urging patients taking Lupin's Tytomy brand birth control pills to immediately contact their doctor after thousands of boxes were recalled. That's after tests suggested some batches might not have enough of a key ingredient.
Lizzo is responding to damning new allegations.
It's been a tough week for singer Lizzo as 3 of her backup dancers have filed a lawsuit claiming she created a hostile work environment. Lizzo has spoken out on her Instagram calling the charges sensationalized stories, saying that they are too outrageous not to be addressed. The suit contains 9 charges, including racial, sexual, and religious harassment. They also claim that the singer fat-shamed them for their weight. Jen Clark, CBS News.
Early this morning at Cape Canaveral.
3, 2, 1. Engine start and lift off.
SpaceX launched a communications satellite that's part of a fleet-wide refresh under an FCC push to free up transmission space for 5G cellular networks. S&P futures are down 11. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The news behind the vice president's visit is that 200 new jobs and Nokia are coming to Kenosha County. Kamala Harris will be speaking alongside U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo and Senator Tammy Baldwin at the Sanmina Corporation's electronic manufacturing plant. The plant will partner with Nokia to manufacture new broadband network electronics, creating up to 200 new jobs and making Nokia the first company to produce broadband electronic products in the United States. The vice president is expected to touch down at 11:30 at Mitchell, head to Pleasant Prairie for the public remarks, then have the motorcade back up I-94 for 2 Milwaukee fundraisers. Today, the search will resume for a kayaker who went under the water in a lake located in Waukesha County. Rescue teams will return to Summit in their efforts to locate the man who went missing on Tuesday. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. Civicmedia.us. www.lifeinsurance.us/giveblood.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Congratulations to Janet Protasiewicz and on her election and swearing in the United States State Supreme Court. And I remember Justice Protasiewicz when she first ran for office, not the position she has now, but the one prior to that. And I remember I was at a different radio station and she came on and I didn't know who she was. And somebody said, well, you should appear on the Earl Ingram Show, because I had also brought on over the years Justice Rebecca Dallet, as well as the biggest mistake I ever made when I brought in Rebecca Bradley. I didn't know who she was. And somebody said, well, you know, you should be on the Earl Ingram Show. And she came in and I didn't know she was this conservative person. And I remember pushing her and saying, and she was appeared to be such a nice lady. And so I've been fortunate over the years to have had, you know, at least three, maybe four of those women who are now on the state Supreme Court while they were running for those positions. And so, you know, it's amazing to me that here we are. And Democrats, for the first time in 15 years, now are going to have, you know, a majority. And people are saying, "Wait, whoa, wait a minute. Oh, hey, oh, stop-o. What do you mean Democrats are going to have a majority? This is not supposed to be a partisan, you know, court. What? Oh, wait a minute. What are you talking about? It's been a partisan court for the last 15 years. And, you know, yesterday I was asking Calvin if he could find some of the decisions that have happened in the last 15 years or so under Republican control of the state Supreme Court in Wisconsin. Let's run down some of the lists. Concealed carry. That didn't exist before conservative Supreme Court. Act 10 didn't happen before conservative state Supreme Court. The redistricting, to the degree that it's been, and the fact of whether or not it was legal or not, didn't occur to the degree that has done so much damage in the state of Wisconsin until the conservative Supreme Court. School choice, the expansion of it, did not grow to the degree that it has until the control of the state Supreme Court by the Republican Party over the last 15 years. 1849 abortion ban recently. The right to work. You remember, destroying unions didn't happen until Republicans and conservatives controlled the Supreme Court in this state. And many other things that have occurred that has made Wisconsin the kind of bastion of conservative control that they've had in this state. Because of, again, conservative-leaning justices. So now they're crying crocodile tears. Oh, wait a minute, it's not fair. Janet Protasiewicz, which they've already come on and they've already made some decisions, and this is going to be a liberal-leaning court, and that's not what it's supposed to be. Well, you didn't say that over the last 15 years, man. Come on. Here's an article in today's The Nation. Psychologists tell us that bad players engage in projection in order to shift blame for their own misdeeds onto others. That was certainly the case in the Badger State this week when a spokesperson for the beleaguered Republican Party of Wisconsin tried to suggest that the ascendance of a liberal majority on the state's Supreme Court, which was completed on Tuesday with the swearing in of newly elected Justice Janet Protasiewicz, would lead to an era of all things, Calvin, believe it or not, hyper-partisanship. Oh, wait a minute, man. Hyper-partisanship. What do you call what just took place over the last 15 years at the state Supreme Court level? You know, hyper-partisanship. There was nothing that people on the other side could do but lick their wounds after I got through telling you about all these different things that they rammed down our throats. And now, the same people are saying, oh, wait a minute, there's going to be hyper-partisanship. That's not what the state Supreme Court is supposed to be. They're supposed to be independent. I wonder why you didn't say that to, you know, those Republican-leaning Supreme Court justices other than Brian Hagedorn, who has been excoriated by Republicans, because if it wasn't for him, this would have been a clean sweep. He saw some of those draconian things that they were pushing, the legislature, Republican-controlled legislature, that just he knew was not right. And I know Brian Hagedorn's dad, Sam Hagedorn, have known him for quite some time, a Republican, a conservative guy. And so... Republicans thought that Brian Hagedorn was going to do the same thing as the other controlled, Republican-leaning justices. But he didn't. And he has taken a horrible beating from the Republican Party because he didn't just go along totally with everything that they offered. He went along with a lot of things, as I mentioned before, how many different things that they forced down our throats. But they're concerned that they are going to bring up a partisan policy agenda. The Democrats, now that Janet Protasiewicz, Justice Janet Protasiewicz, is in office. And so had they been right and righteous in the first place, it wouldn't have gotten to the point where that's where it is. And you can rest assured that all of these things that I mentioned, concealed carry, redistricting, the explosion of school choice, Act 10, right to work, all of those staples that the state of Wisconsin under Republican control touted all over the nation, and that those things that the state Supreme Court was able to push catapulted people like, what is the guy from Paul Ryan, Rance Priebus, Ron Johnson, you know, all of these people who ascended to national prominence, Scott Walker and others, during that period of time, and all of us had to take it, shoes on the other foot, and stop crying crocodile tears. Man up. There are going to be some changes. There's a new sheriff in town. Man up. And yes, those things I hope will certainly be changed, because a lot of us were hurt during that period of time. And so, you know, nothing lasts forever. You guys did a lot of things. The conservative majority became so blatant and so aggressive in its efforts to upend free and fair elections that in the fall of 2020, it went further than any high court in the country in its indulgence of Donald Trump's effort to overrun the results of last year's presidential election. That happened under control of the conservative state Supreme Court. Challenges to Trump and his Republican allies were quickly dismissed in dozens of local, state, and federal courts across the country after Democrat Joe Biden won the national popular vote by more than 7 million ballots. It was Brian Hagedorn who stood up and fought back. Conservative. Well, you know, he at least fought back. Otherwise, the state of Wisconsin would be, you know, known for being the one state that accepted the electors and pushed to put Donald Trump back in the White House. Got to go to a break. Jack from Merrimack, my good friend, is on the line. We'll get you on the other side. 844-967-2789. We'll be back. Wipe away your tears.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 89. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 65. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 84. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. You know, sometimes it's easy for the other side to forget, right? You know, imagine what it's going to be like and it will come a time when the federal Supreme Court is going to flip and they'll be doing the same thing, crying and complaining about the fact that the liberals are now starting to lean towards liberalism when the Supreme Court should be, you know, unbiased. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Good morning to you, Jack. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning. Yeah. So our state Supreme Court is now hyper-partisan. yes. Reminds me of the old saying that is attributed to Hitler's minister of propaganda, Josef Goebbels. And that statement is, accuse the other side of which you are guilty. And this state Supreme Court has been so crazy for so long that we now actually have, I would call it, a balanced court. I mean, we still have, three extremists on that court. These three actually voted to reverse the results of an honest, legal, I won't call it fair because of the outrageous gerrymandering, but it was an honest, legal election, and they wanted to put somebody else in office, reversing the votes of millions of Wisconsinites. That's crazy. That's extremism in my book. So well, there you have my comment for the day.
Well, listen, there's no question. And again, if it wasn't for Brian Hagedorn, that would have happened. And Rebecca Bradley is the worst of all of them. And so, Jack, again, those things that I kind of ran down that occurred during their control, and there are many other instances of what we had to swallow when Republicans had control for 15 years. And the way this is situated, the Democrats aren't guaranteed to have control for that. I mean, they're certainly going to be some of these justices, their 10-year time frame is up. and others, unlike the federal government, that their time spans are 10 years on the state level. Federal governments are life. And so we're going to see some more changes that are going to take place in actually 2 years from now. The time is up for a couple justices, and they'll be running again. But at least inside of those 2 years, they need to mete out and undo a lot of those things that you and I and others like us disagreed on.
Well, and it's not just disagreeing. I mean, I'm definitely not a lawyer, but in my opinion, the worst of the decisions was taking the actually fairly Republican-oriented gerrymandered maps that Tony Evers had allowed to be instituted. Then the Republicans took that to the federal Supreme Court. The federal Supreme Court basically said, well, you didn't give really good enough reasons for accepting those redistricting policies. So they sent it back to the state Supreme Court, and they entirely reversed Tony Evers' veto of the extremely gerrymandered maps that the Republicans instituted. And that's what we are stuck with. We almost have a veto-proof majority of Republicans in legislature from 48% of the vote. The total of votes of every single Republican in our legislature, the total of all of those votes, fewer than Tony Evers got, and yet they control things like how much money is being given to our schools.
So, Jack, you can't be arguing that they were partisan.
I am absolutely arguing that they are partisan. They had a choice in terms of the redistricting. They could have, for instance, accepted the citizens' maps that were submitted. They could have explained more carefully why they accepted Tony Evers' maps. That really, I think, was what the federal Supreme Court asked them to do, if I recall that decision correctly. They could have even said, let's have a computerized commission and let's redistrict entirely based on nonpartisan bases. Instead, they said, let's let the Republicans try to take over the entire state and have a dictatorial majority in the legislature.
You know, my friend,
that's essentially what they did.
You know, my friend, it doesn't surprise me or you or many others that they're whining and crying already about how unfair and how unjust this is, right? People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, and that's an old axiom that fits this point. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it, Jack. Gene, I see you. I'll come get you on the other side. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
Yeah, what's up?
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Security is tight outside a federal courthouse in Washington, D.C., where President Trump will answer to new charges of election tampering. CBS's Robert Costa.
The former president is expected to enter a not guilty plea and will learn whether he faces any travel restrictions.
Mr. Trump's just posted to his Truth Social blaming Democrats and the president for leading the charge against him. A drug manufacturer's recalling its birth control pill because it might not work. CBS's Alexander Tin.
The FDA and drug makers say patients patients taking the recalled Tydemi pill should keep taking the tablets for now, but also contact their doctor immediately for an alternative.
Weekly jobless claims are up a touch. Bank Rates, Mark Hamrick.
The Labor Department reports seasonally adjusted new jobless claims came in at 227,000 last week, marking a modest increase of 6,000 for this proxy for layoffs.
Government releases its monthly jobs report tomorrow. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The efforts to find the kayaker who disappeared in a Waukesha County lake resume today. Search teams are back in Summit to continue their mission of locating the missing man who was last seen on Tuesday. The search was stopped yesterday when it got dark. The incident occurred when the man was kayaking with two children and their kayak capsized. While the children were able to hold onto the boat, the man did not resurface. The exact motorcade map isn't available, but if you do get caught up in an abnormal traffic situation, it's likely due to a dignitary. Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to touch down at around 11:30 at Mitchell, head to an event in Pleasant Prairie, then back to Milwaukee for fundraising events. We'll try to keep you posted as the motorcade traverses the area. The Wisconsin State Fair starts today. Country band Alabama plays the main stage tonight. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. The Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court, has changed as of yesterday. And
And there's a bunch of gnashing of teeth from conservatives in hollering and crying just how unfair and whining just how unfair it is. And it's supposed to not be partisan. I don't get it. Let's go to Jean from Eau Claire. Good morning to you, Jean. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl and Kelvin. And I say hallelujah, praise the Lord. We've caged the red beast that raised havoc throughout the state and all of our institutions that we have, including ethics boards and oversight and things like that. And thank you so much for that great history. I think, you know, things have been so negative for so long. Just, you know, in like I remember, you know, Walker not allowing singing in the Capitol, and in my side the state didn't cover it, and then I saw on YouTube of the women my age and older getting handcuffed behind their back for singing in the Capitol. I remember when we had a recall petition.
Oh yeah, the recall. So
yes, and I remember Walker's group posting pictures of all the recall petitions and then connecting them to the courts, you know, if they had a speeding ticket or anything like that. And I thought, fascism is alive in the state of Wisconsin, and now we have hope. And
I'm glad you brought that up, because these people, this is how sinister they were. They put the names of anybody who signed the petitions to recall Scott Walker in the public, and people were denied opportunities to be employed by that. You remember that?
Yeah.
I mean, it was, you know, it was sinister. And now these same people are whining and crying because they think that the same thing is going to be done to them, which I know it's not. You know, but, you know, it should be, because they punish all of us with this foolishness that they were able to get away with for the last 15 years.
Well, thank you, Earl, and great show, and keep up the great work. I really appreciate you and Calvin and Civic Media. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you as well, Gene. Thank you very much for the call. Calvin, if you would be so kind. I'm Earl Ingram, the morning show host of the Earl Ingram Show at 540 AM WAUK, and I'm here to talk about a great new restaurant, Brunch It Up, and I'm so honored to have with me Miss Morgan Schnabel, the founder of Brunch It Up.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm great, thank you, and thank you for visiting us today.
Yeah, you know, I've had an opportunity to taste the cuisine and really, really loved it. Let's talk a little bit about the idea of Brunch It Up.
Yes, so Brunch It Up is really all things quintessential breakfast and lunch. So bottomless mimosas, chicken and waffles, great Benedicts, big pancakes. If you think brunch, that's what you're going to find here. It's really that ultimate breakfast experience.
You know, the atmosphere is just perfect for a family. So you don't really mind if people come in with a bunch of kids and making a lot of noise. And sometimes people don't want to bring their children because they're afraid that other people are going to be upset. That's not the case with Brunch It Up.
Absolutely. We are family friendly. Families love brunch. We have menu items specifically designed for kids. Our s'mores pancake is a child favorite. But yes, we are perfect for a girls' brunch with bottomless mimosas or a family coming in to enjoy breakfast together. There's really something for everyone.
So this is your Brookfield site. It's a wonderful, wonderful site. I mean, I love the atmosphere here, but you've got a couple others that you need to talk about as well.
We do. So our flagship location is in downtown Milwaukee. We're right on Milwaukee Street next to the Pfister. So we have a great location there, 3-story building. It's about 9,000 square feet. So great for all your big parties and things like that. And then we just opened our Cedarburg location as well, right in the heart of downtown Cedarburg. And we have a rooftop there.
You know, the different breakfasts that you offer, what's the number one on the menu?
Yeah, our number one seller, no matter what we do, and we try every time we make a new menu to beat this seller, and we just can't do it. It's our chicken and waffles. Every location, every month, that is our top.
So what makes them so special? What's in the waffle? Because chicken is
Chicken?
Oh, chicken is not chicken.
No?
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
We house marinate our chicken. We have our own house-made flour, and then we fry it. So it's something that we really do homemade start to finish. And then it's with waffles. We also have a house maple honey butter that comes on it and sriracha aioli, all of it house made. It's delicious.
So of all the different career paths to get involved in, why a restaurant?
Why a restaurant? We have a lot of fun at the restaurant. We always joke, you know, we're not curing cancer, we're cooking breakfast. It's fun. We get to make people's day every single day. One thing that we commonly talk about are we have an opportunity to really change the way a table's day is going. And we love that. We're cheery. We're happy. We're surrounded with yellow walls. You cannot be sad surrounded by yellow walls.
Yeah, it's spacious. And the thing that I noticed about the restaurant in Brookfield especially was the fireplace that's right there in the middle of everything.
Yes, we love that. That actually was there when we got there, and we kept it because we loved it so much. It really adds something, even in summer or in winter. But we really enjoy our patio, our rooftop, outdoor dining. But truly, the cool thing about our locations is you can really have any experience that you want.
So you guys aren't done expanding. It's pretty clear that what you're doing is working, is successful.
Yes.
What are long-range plans for Brunch It Up?
Our plan is to have 100 locations in the next 10 years. So we are officially a franchise now, so we are offering our brand to owner-operators who want to have good quality of life but also own an awesome restaurant where they get to have a great culture, great staff, and great hours, if I do say so.
So I got to tell you, after having this, the sausage and biscuits and gravy was...
Well, Earl,
was
I know what you ordered.
Spectacular.
You ordered the dad bod today, and we deliver on that.
Yes, I ordered the dad bod, and I understand why.
Yeah.
It's great. It's more food than I could eat in one setting. So the one thing you're certainly not doing is skimping on your servings.
That's for sure. That's for sure. You can take some home to your family if you want as well.
It's more than affordable. The prices are great.
Yes, we try really hard to be approachable and really truly something for everyone.
And so you've got these chefs, and do you come up with the ideas for what the breakfasts are going to be, or do you leave that up to the masterminds?
We do have an executive chef who now designs all of our dishes. I bring ideas. Sometimes they approve them, sometimes they don't, but I do bring some ideas to the table.
So, Ms. Morgan Schnabel, what do you want to say as we get ready to wrap this up?
I would say that we are just so grateful to be in these markets, and our ultimate goal is to give the ultimate breakfast experience. So whether you're bringing your family or want a great place to go with your girlfriends, that's what we do at Brunch, is really provide that ultimate experience for you.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Check out Brunch It Up. I mean, Calvin, I'm hungry now. But before we went to that commercial break, Gary called back. But really, you know, this just continues to be the direction that this nation has gone in. And so, you know, you know, what's good for the gander is good for the goose. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Earl, you're an amazing person. I have a lot of respect for you. You know, when you went to your commercial, I was online and with my dad, you encouraged me to call back. So I did. Okay. You know, Jeannie said the word, thank God that they have this new Supreme Court judge that's coming in, that you guys going to have the majority. Okay, well, fine. If she won, that's great. But when you say thank God, you got to be careful because there's going to be more abortions in this state because of her. I'm just telling you. And when you go out there and you say thank God, one of these days, Earl, you and I and Jeannie from Eau Claire is going to stand in front of God and she's going to say, well, yeah, I was for him. I wanted to kill all the little babies, and I'm going to stand there. I said, Lord, I voted against her. I'm just telling you,
hey,
Earl.
Gary.
Go ahead.
Well, come on, man, come on. You know, the God that I serve and my understanding of God is he's just not concerned about whether or not there's an abortion. He's concerned about justice and righteousness. And you can't tell me, and one sin is no greater than another. And you can't tell me that you know, this is what he's going to look at. He's certainly going to look at all of the injustice that has been done to your fellow man. And so, come on, man. You know, abortion is not going to be the only issue that justice is going to be meted out to people. If you believe there is a heaven and a hell, it's not going to be solely abortion. If you haven't treated your fellow man as yourself, you'll suffer the same punishment.
I agree 100%. When I see a homeless person, I don't know what I do. I'm telling you what I do. This is what I do. I do not give them money, but I give them my sandwich.
Listen, man. Finish. We're not talking about you as an individual, man. We're talking about a philosophy or belief of people who have clearly done a lot of things to hurt other people. That's what's happened under the leadership of the conservative Supreme Court of the state of Wisconsin. That's happened. And so now, you know, you can't cry crocodile tears because after 15 years we've had to put up with that and now invoke, you know, the creator of the heavens and the earth in the conversation.
All right, so there's going to be a lawsuit about the gerrymandering, okay? She already said before she was even elected that how she's going to vote.
Okay,
so she has to recuse herself from voting, obviously, because she can't go out there and say.
Did the conservative Supreme Court justices do that, Gary?
Yes.
Oh, come on, man.
They went out there. There was a case that they overruled, and they said that the gerrymandering that they did, and I think it was the state of Texas.
And we're talking about this. We're talking about here, Gary.
Right. And it's going to go to the Supreme Court.
Hey, Gary, I lived in the state of Wisconsin the last 15 years like you. And I saw and I ran down the cases earlier that the conservative state Supreme Court of Wisconsin forced down the throats of those of us who were not conservative. And nobody said, you know, excuse me, a damn thing on the right.
Earl, you're way more conservative than you think you are. You're on a liberal radio station.
Hey, Gary, conservative. Thanks for telling me that. You know what kind of guts it takes for somebody to tell you that they know you better than you know yourself? Come on, man.
I know your heart.
Hey.
You're one of the good guys you're one of the good guys in this city. Let me finish, Earl. You're one of the good guys in the city. You donate so much time to youth. That is wonderful. You know, you speak. When you stand in your soapbox, you're there, and you're not going to back down.
Gary, we got to go to break, man. Thank you very much for the call. We'll be right back.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 89. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms, lows dip down to about 65. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 84. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude on 540 AM WAUK.
Crying sinner, ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money, you got no home.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go to Bill. Hey, Bill, what's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Thanks for a great show. For Gary, I wish I could have talked to him. I'm a Christian. Actually, I run Christian leadership groups, a bunch of them. Now, as a Christian, I'm against abortion. I am. But on the same voice, with the same hands and the same mouth, I'm also against sending these immigrants back into the river, back into their certain death, back into having them destroyed. I believe the right to life for everybody, not just who we cherry pick. And here's exactly what I mean. How can they, with a clear conscience, say they're against abortion, all right, but yet they'll look in the eyes. You've seen the pictures of mothers carrying children, fathers coming across the river, and they want to send them back? Are you kidding me? How can you call yourself a Christian? Be consistent. Don't cherry pick Christianity. God's smarter than that.
Well, Bill, here's what I say. It's easy to say I'm a Christian. Because what does it take other than to profess it from your mouth? That's easy to say. But living up to it, now, that's an altogether different animal. So just because somebody says I'm a Christian and their actions don't show that, well, it's not for me to determine that, but there, you know, there's a power greater than myself who will. Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Tom, quickly.
Yeah, I'd just like to say, Gary, first off, the Republicans are the pro-death party, and the Democrats are actually the pro-life party. We just believe that a woman has a right to choose whether or not to have a child or not. We believe that women are smart, that she will choose, not government, not big government. And we're not pro-abortion. Judge Janet Protasiewicz is not pro-abortion. We are pro a woman's right to choose. And most women choose actually to have a child. That's the bottom line. So, you know, I think we even on the left get really screwed up with this, and we fall into their trap of them talking about, oh, it's about abortion, about abortion, about it's not about abortion. It is not about termination. It is about a woman's right to choose. And I recommend Gary, when he finds some woman,
hey,
that is in a situation where she needs to decide what she needs to do herself, he should bring her into his home he should actually pay for all of her medical bills and everything.
Hey, Tom, thank you, man. I don't want to get into the abortion thing in the last few minutes we got left. Thank you very much for the call. Five crises Republicans made up to distract you. Five crises Republicans made up to distract you. This is Robert Reich, one of my favorite writers. Number one, fake crisis number one. Anything they claim is woke, right? We hear you constantly talking about woke. Although Republicans struggle to define what woke even means, they're constantly using it as a weapon to combat anything that seeks to foster tolerance and acceptance. Pride flags, woke. Books about Rosa Parks, woke. Green M&Ms, woke. Woke-ish. Fortunately, most Americans think being informed and aware of social injustice, which is what being woke really means, is a good thing. Fake crises number two. The panic over trans people. Trans people just want the right to exist safely as their true selves like everyone else. And despite the lies spewed by some Republicans, there's not a shred of evidence that they are a threat to anyone. But they become easy scapegoats for the GOP, who vilify them and threaten to criminalize their very existence. Fake crises number three, critical race theory. In reality, critical race theory is mostly taught in universities, like quantum physics or psychology. It's really not taught in K-12, nor is it dangerous. It's merely a framework to understand the role that race and racism have played in shaping America's laws and institutions. But Republicans have deliberately turned this obscure academic phrase into a weapon to silence any discussion of race they don't like. Unfortunately, this includes many basic historical facts. Fake crisis number four, couch potatoes. Republicans are whipping up anger over welfare recipients supposedly abusing the system. The reality is most people who collect benefits already hold jobs and work exceedingly hard. Like Ronald Reagan's claim about so-called welfare queens, the couch potatoes myth is a cruel racial dog whistle. In fact, the vast majority of Americans who receive government benefits are white. We should be asking why so many jobs pay such low wages that workers need government help to get by. Fake crises number four, out-of-control government spending. Another lie. Apart from mandatory spending like Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, government spending has actually fallen more than 30% in the past 50 years as a percentage of our total economy. 9.6% in 1973 versus 6.6% in 2022, a decrease of 31.25%. Yes, the national debt is a problem, but in recent years, among the biggest drivers have been the Bush and Trump tax cuts, which have added nearly $10 trillion to the debt since their enactment. All five of these so-called crises have been manufactured by the GOP. They're entirely made up. Why? To deflect attention from the near record share of the nation's income and wealth now going to the richest Americans. And as the wealthy pour money into politics, largely into the GOP, they don't want the rest of America to notice they're rigging the economy for their own benefit, that their greed is worsening the climate crisis, and that they're undermining our democracy. So the game of the Republican Party and the major donors is to deflect attention, to use fake crises to disguise what's really going on. Gotta go. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Kevin. I'll be back on tomorrow with my sidekick, Sandy Williams. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
It's so hot. Wait.
Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.